This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning and welcome to a new work week. I hope you're looking forward to it. I know that God has plans for your life this week, and his plans are always good. And for you to experience the most of what God has planned for you, you must keep him as the first priority in your life. There's only one right place for Jesus in your life, and that's first place. And first place means first not only in you doing things you know he would be pleased with, but it means building a living daily relationship with him as well. And of course, we all know relationships only grow through time spent together. And that's why we take a little time here at the beginning of the day, every day, to spend some time together with God. And the way we do that is by opening up the Bible, which is God's word to us. And God speaks through the Bible right to us in our individual lives. And that is one of the awesome miracles of the way God works with us. So let's read together. And I want to focus this week on what it means to live the gospel. And I want to look in Mark chapter 2 at two beautiful little stories of Jesus' encounters with people. Mark 2 starts off this way in verse 1. When Jesus had come back to Capernaum several days afterward, it was heard that he was at home. That's at Simon Peter's house. And many people were gathered together so that there was no longer room, not even near the door. Okay, so everyone's packed in to Peter's house. Even near the door, there's nowhere for anyone to stick their shoulder in and squeeze into the crowd. It's packed like sardines, and Jesus was speaking the word to them. And they came, bringing to him a paralytic, a paralyzed man carried by four men. Being unable to get to Jesus because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him, and when they had dug an opening, they let down the pallet on which the paralytic was lying. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Some of the scribes were sitting there reasoning in their hearts, "Why does this man speak that way? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Immediately, Jesus, aware in his spirit that they were reasoning that way within themselves, said to them, "Why are you reasoning about these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and pick up your pallet and walk?' But so that you may know the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, get up, pick up your pallet, and go home." And he got up, immediately picked up the pallet, and went out in the sight of everyone so that they were all amazed. And the Greek literally says they were out of their minds and were glorifying God, saying, "We've never seen anything like this." Well, as we look at that story, I just want you to notice something today, and that is that Jesus' way of interacting with people was so attractive. Everywhere Jesus went, people just flocked to hear him and to be with him. In the next story, Jesus encounters a man named Levi, who's a tax collector, and he says to him, "Follow me." And Levi leaves everything in his tax office and begins to follow Jesus. And immediately, he invites all of his friends who are tax collectors and sinners, as Mark describes them, over to a party at his house. And they're all hanging out with Jesus, reclining at the table, munching on snacks. And there were so many of them, again, attracted to the person of Jesus. What was it about Jesus that made people love to be with him? He wasn't attractive physically. Isaiah tells us that. There was nothing about him that would attract us to him physically. But it was his way of dealing with people that was attractive. People loved to be with him. His focus was on them. He enjoyed life, and he focused on serving others and being concerned about them. How about you? When people are around you, do they love being around you? Or are you always taking from relationships, not giving? Well, the first thing you need to do if you want to have a great influence in the lives of the people around you for God is be the kind of person people love to be around. How about today? you focus on other people. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.